This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Magana. Date of birth is December the 7th, 1960. Case ID number is 369-8667. Date of exam, June the 28th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Enrique J. Griego, MD, dated 10/26/21. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain / sciatica, comma, deep venous thrombosis of the left leg and ankle / left knee pain, comma, arthritis of the hand, comma, lung problems secondary to deep venous thrombosis and pulmonary emboli / COVID-19. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on January the 4th, 2021, where he worked as a merchandiser for Coca-Cola for 16 years. During that time, he worked 30 to 40 hours per day, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his family in a mobile home. Allegation number one, lumbar sacral back pain / sciatica. Number two, deep venous thrombosis of the left leg / ankle and left knee pain. Number three, arthritis of the left hand. And number four, lung problems secondary to pulmonary emboli, deep venous thrombosis, and COVID-19. History of allegations. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain and sciatica. The claimant states that on May the 4th, 2021, he injured his back using a machine for pallets, which caused a sharp pain in the lumbar sacral back area that radiated down to his left knee, down his left leg to his knee. He states the character of the pain was a sharp stabbing pain that he still feels in that area. No surgeries were performed, and he was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain, lumbago, and sciatic pain of the left leg. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift 1 pound above his head, comma, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses when he's at home. And his physician is Dr. Enrique Griego. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing lighthouse work, comma, cooking, comma, and walking in the park. He denies going to the grocery store or doing the laundry. His physician at this time is Dr. Enrique Griego, and he has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. At the present time, he's on Tylenol 650 milligrams TID for his back pain, which he states does not relieve his pain at all. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain / strain and with left leg sciatica pain coming most probably from radiculopathy. Allegation number two and three, deep venous thrombosis of the left leg and ankle and with left knee pain and arthritis of the left hand. The claimant states that on January the 4th, 2021, he developed a severe left leg pain of his thigh and calf area. Doppler studies were performed, which revealed that he had a large deep venous thrombosis, which was causing left leg pain and cramps in his leg. Eventually, one of those emboli went to his lungs and caused him to have a pulmonary emboli. No surgeries were performed, but he was started on IV fluids with anticoagulants for his deep venous thrombosis. His symptoms include swelling of the left leg, warmth, pain and stiffness, but no other symptoms. His limitations include at this time to be able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 3 or 4 steps, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup with both hands, comma, open up, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room. He states that he has left leg cramps and tingling at this time. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses at home. He was placed on Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, which he states is helping him, but he appears to be having some bruising of his left lower leg. He states he does very minimal activity, but tries to walk in the park every so often. He was diagnosed with deep venous thrombosis of the left leg, along with sciatic nerve pain of the left leg. The claimant also has osteoarthritis and deformities of his fingers of both hands, but especially of the left hand, which started on February 2021. He is presently taking Tylenol 650 milligrams TID for his pain. Allegation number 4, lung problems secondary to pulmonary emboli and COVID-19 pneumonia. The claimant states that on January the 4th, 2021, when he was diagnosed with a deep venous thrombosis, he suddenly developed shortness of breath and was diagnosed with a pulmonary emboli of his lungs. He had respiratory problems secondary to deep venous thrombosis and also was diagnosed with COVID-19 at the time, which consisted of a pneumonia. He states the shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing 3 to 4 steps, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, seasonal changes, comma, but not with the use of cigarettes. The last time he was in an emergency room was on January the 4th, 2021, and he states he stayed hospitalized for over 7 days. He denies being intubated and is presently not on inhalers, comma, steroids, comma, or oxygen. He is being treated for the deep venous thrombosis with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. He was diagnosed with pulmonary emboli of the lungs complicated with COVID-19 pneumonia. His condition at this time is better and stable. Family history. His father died of cholecystitis / pancreatitis at the age of 68. His mother died of heart failure at the age of 90. Medications, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, melatonin 5 milligrams QD, finasteride 5 milligrams QD, Tylenol 650 milligrams TID. Medical problems, diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent with a hemoglobin of 6.2, prosthetism slash benign hypertrophic prosthetism, comma, pulmonary emboli, comma, deep venous thrombosis of the left leg, comma, history of COVID-19, comma. Benign prostatic hyperplasia, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 221 pounds, height 5 feet, 8 and a half inches, BP 132 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 92 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General, this is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H, E, and T? The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroicteris with nodal or conjunctival petechiae. His fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for some mild cataract formation. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were decreased. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does use glasses for reading, but does not use corrected glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. There is mild bruising noted of the left lower foot area secondary to the claimant being on Eliquis. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were tender and the Holman sign was positive. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was fairly normal, and the Romberg sign appeared to be somewhat positive. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had palpable muscle spasms noted, especially of his hands and tenderness. Mild joint swelling was noted of the left lower leg, and deformity was noted of both hands, especially of the DIP joints, and some deformity of his thumb. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the thoracic and lumbar spine had were unable to be performed secondary to the claimant not being able to flex. He was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper extremities except for the shoulder and hand area where the claimant has decreased range of motion of both shoulder areas, more likely than not secondary to impingement syndrome and osteoarthritis. He is unable to make a full fist with both hands and has severe osteoarthritis of his fingers with deformity of the distal interphalangophalangeal joint. He also has problems with both thumbs. There is also abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the lower extremities, where the claimant has difficulty with ranges of motion of the hips, knees, and ankle and foot area, more likely coming from osteoarthritis. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 0 degrees. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant is unable to flex knees more than 90 degrees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty getting up and down from the exam table without assistance. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He has a cane that he uses at home but did not bring with him to the examination. Neurological. Grip strength is +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant had difficulty making a fist, had difficulty also with the pinch and with opposition of his fingers. He has deformity of his distal fingers secondary to osteoarthritis. And his grip strength was decreased to +3/5. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms were noted. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas, except for the grip strength, which was +3/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects, secondary to severe osteoarthritis and weakness of both hands. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the hands. He is unable to heel, toe, walk at this time, but can fairly walk at a normal tandem rate. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally of +3 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields and in his vision, especially with extraocular movements. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to osteoarthritis and lumbar sacral back pain, as well as deep venous thrombosis. Probable diagnoses. Numbers 1, lumbar sacral back pain / left-sided sciatica, confirmed with physical examination. Appears not to be too stable at this time. Number 2, deep venous thrombosis of the left leg and ankle and left knee pain, being treated with medications at this time. He has had complications of pulmonary emboli, which has also been treated. His condition at this time is stable and is confirmed with physical examination as well. Number 3, arthritis of the left hand, confirmed with physical examination, secondary to osteoarthritis. The claimant does have decreased function of both hands. Number 4, pulmonary emboli, secondary to deep venous thrombosis and COVID-19, confirmed with medical records. Appears to be stable at this time, has been treated. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Magana.